We'll be singing through Psalm 37 today because as this is the first Sunday of the month, we'll be having a new psalm meditation and a new psalm of the month, which is Psalm 37. This is a little bit longer, and so I hope that you'll give your attention as I read the entire psalm. Then I'll call your attention to one main thing that I want you to be remembering throughout the month about Psalm 37. This is God's Word. Psalm 37, a psalm of David. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves to the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. There are really many treasures in this psalm, and I'm going to call your attention, though, to just one main idea. It's one that keeps coming up over and over, and maybe you sense it already. in this psalm, there is a contrast between the wicked man and the righteous man. And especially concentrates on those who suffer under the hands of unrighteousness. Those who suffer under the hands of God's enemies. And the psalm uses that term, and I would caution you to be careful when you use that concept of enemy. We can sometimes take it to ourselves and apply it in a very personal vendetta type of fashion. And that's not the place for us. But the psalm does lead us, when we're oriented, to understand that it is God who is God, that there are his enemies that we that stand against the Lord, against his church, and against his people. And so the psalm does lead us to understand the plight of righteous ones who suffer at the hand of the enemy. You can see that suffering as, for instance, in verses 12 through 15. It really runs throughout all of the psalm, but just as descriptive here, the wicked plots against the just. They gnash their teeth at the righteous ones. They pull out their swords. They draw the bow with arrows nocked, ready to shoot at the righteous and to cut them down. In a sense, this really is the story of all of history, isn't it? It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden when sin entered the world and God said to Adam and Eve that there would be enmity or that there would be hatred between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, or of God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom. There would be hatred. There would be clashes all throughout history. But the Lord would deliver. And that promise comes from Genesis 3 as well, and is picked up here in Psalm 37. It tells that familiar tale that God's enemies do indeed plot against the Lord and his people. But that's not the whole story. As verse 9 says, evildoers shall be cut off. The head of the serpent will be crushed. But those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. And then if you look at verse 11, there's this very familiar verse, the meek shall inherit the earth. And I hope that rings a bell because Jesus uses those words. Jesus quotes from this psalm in the Beatitudes and says of those who follow him that they are blessed. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Jesus quotes this on the Sermon on the Mount for a particular purpose. There is suffering in this life for the people of God. But there's also blessing. You might be deprived of many comforts by those who oppose Christ, but the enemy cannot snatch you out of Christ's hands. Your inheritance is Christ himself, and there is nothing that the enemy can do about that. And so, throughout this psalm, there are many comparisons of what happens as the righteous seem to be under the hand of persecution, and the wicked seem to prosper. What should our response be? David counsels you to not fret over the evildoers, to cease from anger when you see them prospering. He counsels you to rest in the Lord. He uses language that says to wait patiently for him, to commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, wait on the Lord and keep his way. Or to use that word that David and Jesus emphasize, learn to practice meekness. Learn to think of yourself as belonging to God, and therefore not striving to exalt yourself in the eyes of the world, but waiting patiently on the Lord. That's a sense of meekness that understands that God is at work. Martin Lloyd-Jones said about this that we are to leave everything, ourselves, our rights, our cause, our whole future in the hands of God. And especially so if we feel we are suffering unjustly. We can do so remembering that God has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So as you sing the psalm this month, I pray that you would remember that the Lord overrules all things and that he knows the plight of the righteous. He knows your suffering. And he will exalt you in due time. Let's sing the next portion of that, of this psalm. You'll notice once more that there's that contrast about the way of the wicked and the way of the righteous in section B. Psalm 37b, I invite you to please stand to sing.